Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield, a couple of text messages coming in that I'd like to get your response to. They said that if people in the church don't participate, kind of like what this pastor is preaching, isn't it obvious that the wicked shall rule? For example, perfect example, he's saying, look at what Governor Gretchen Whitmer just did. They passed a law. She signed it into law requiring candidates and elected officials to have to file personal financial disclosure obligations. I got this document when I filed on April the 11th, when I filed as a Democrat for the 104th House seat. I'm withdrawing from that race after the show today. I was handed this document that was dated January 31st of 2024. Starting as of April 2024, certain state-level office holders and candidates, filers, in parentheses, will be required to publicly disclose certain personal financial information in according to the changes passed by the voters in Proposal 1 of 2022, promulgated under Public Acts 281 through 284, Public Act 267 of 2023. These requirements apply to all current office holders, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state senators, and state representatives, and all candidates. And then they go through this long list. I read it on the radio in the first hour of everything they want to know about your financial situation. But then when Governor Gretchen Whitmer filed, they had a loophole in the law. And she took advantage of that loophole that she signed into law that was passed by mostly all Democrats. John DeMuth and a few others voted for it. But they provided a loophole that she took advantage of where she moved all of her personal assets into an LLC, which she's not required to then have the LLC report its holdings, its assets, its bank accounts, and all of its security and investments and blind trusts. All she has to say is she's 100% owner of the LLC, but the LLC itself doesn't have to provide any of this information. This is how wicked these people are, and I would be willing to bet that the Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Attorney General Dana Nessel all did the exact same thing because they're attorneys. And they knew the loophole was in the law when she signed it. This is how wicked these people are. And isn't this what we get as a result of Christians that go to church and those who even don't go to church? This is what we get when they don't vote.
Okay. The larger point, yes. But let me just say this, everybody. We listen. There's always ways around, legal ways. There is no government, there's no law they're ever going to pass or going to crack down on corruption.
Right.
As if that's ever. Just listen. Money answereth all things. I even hear some conservatives, we got to get money out of politics. That's ridiculous. Money is the mother's milk of politics. Has been, will be. Money is money. The Bible says money answereth all things. The Bible says a gift maketh room for you. In other words, here's what this means. You have money, you get to see the king. You get a place with the king, you got money. Oh, you want to meet President Biden or President Trump or President Reagan? Oh, just slap out $100,000 to one of his campaigns and you'll get invited and you'll get to meet him. And the poor people say, well, that's not right. Listen, that's reality. That's life. Why worry about it? That is the way it is. That's the way it's always been. What bothers me is, well, I'm not saying they're wicked. I'm saying that's what people do. That's what everybody does. Let's just be honest about it, though. What bothers me is when they say, well, we're going to get corruption out of this, that, and the other. We're going to stop the corruption. And then, just like you explained, they're gonna create something, an LLC or some sort of trust or some sort of something where they're going to skirt that law legally. And I'm not saying, I'm not even saying that's bad. I'm saying that's what everybody does. That's, that is the way it is. Now, don't, the sooner you figure that out, the better. Listen, the reason President Trump became president, because he was a billionaire and decided to run because he had money. If Rusty Chatfield would have decided to run, I'm teaching history to my kids, and they say, why don't you run for president? I don't have money. I can't do that. I'd probably make a rotten president anyway, but that's just the way it is. Am I jealous that President Trump was a good businessman and made a lot of money? I'm not. I'm glad for him. And by the way, some of the things that this preacher says, I was talking to another preacher, a good man who believes in America and does believe in political activity, but he kind of was saying, you know, well, President Trump said this about abortion and he said that about this and that. And I said, just wait a minute here, though. But President Trump loves our country. He wants what's best for our country. Now, President Trump is not perfect. He's not perfect, but he's miles better than the alternative, you know, and that is the nature of things. And for somebody to stand in the pulpit and confuse people, it disturbs me. But he's got evidently a big church. Okay, good for him. Praise the Lord. And if you've heard me say many times, let's win people to Christ. Our ultimate responsibility for me as a preacher is to preach the gospel, win people to Christ, and so on. But I am not going to back off from being politically involved, aware, involved, and active. I'm going to do my part. I mean, there's so much scripture that teaches that.
Give me another example that you think is a really good example out of scripture that rebuttals what this pastor was saying in the video.
In Luke chapter 22, Jesus says to his disciples, the night before he's crucified, he says, when I sent you without purse and script and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, nothing. This preacher referred to the 70, and that's what Jesus is referring to right here. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Now he says, okay, before I told you, look, just trust me. But now I'm telling you, look, so, you know, you carry some money. If you don't have a sword, sell your coat and get a sword. Why would he tell them to get a sword? Then he says, I'm going to be crucified tonight. And we have a right, not just a right, a duty, as you said, a responsibility to defend ourselves. Life was given to us by God, and it is worth defending. We defend life. We defend freedom. Freedom is better than slavery. I have preacher friends will say, well, Pastor Chatfield, you know, in the first century, you had Nero. I mean, he burned Christians on light poles, and the church was flourishing. People, the gospel was going forward, and it was great. I said, okay, amen, true. So he says, don't worry about whether we have Nero or Diocletian or some Roman emperor that's going to kill us. And I say, okay, there, fellow brother preacher. Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Why don't you volunteer to get yourself burned alive to light Rome, and then tell me that politics doesn't matter. Now, if you don't think life and death matter, fine, okay. And it's true. It is true that if we suffer persecution for the cause of Christ, Jesus said rejoice. But you know what? I'd rather live if possible. I think freedom's better than slavery. I think that my grandchildren living in freedom is better than living in slavery, and I'm going to work within the system politically to promote freedom. And if you, excuse me, brother or pastor there that was preaching, read your Bible. Everybody from Old Testament to New Testament, they kind of wanted to live. Living beats dying. Now, if we die according to the will of God, or if our country is punished, chastened by God for our sins, so be it. I get it. But I'm praying for mercy. I'm praying for life. I'm praying for victory. I'm praying we don't get four more years of Biden. Excuse me. And I'm going to work to that end to some measure. And I'm not a politician, but I'm going to work to that end. And these people that say, well, you know, I'm a citizen in heaven. Okay, fine. You are. I'll just when I visit you in jail, or you can come and visit me in jail, because I can't preach the word of God anymore because we've lost our freedom. You haven't thought through what you're saying. Not really.
Right. Bottom line, though, that I definitely, because this election is so important to the direction and the agenda of not only our state, but the country as a whole. Do you think that the church-going and non-church-going Christians, do you think they're going to perhaps consider registering and voting this year more so than before, than any other election perhaps?
I certainly hope so. There's a group called Faith Wins. I know a preacher's involved with that, and he's a good guy. You can look that up. Faith Wins. This group is Christians like you and me, and most of them are Baptist, but not all of them. They're Baptist, Pentecostal, different. And they go to church to church to church and get on their knees and beg pastors to make sure your people are registered to vote. Christian, don't complain about anything ever again if you're not registered to vote, and if you don't exercise your civic duty to at least vote. And I would suggest you go beyond voting, but try to convince people and get involved. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should run for state senator, representative, or whatever. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you, if you like life, and if you think freedom is better than slavery, get involved. And the way politics works, listen, you got to pick a side here. I was talking to a Christian lady friend that I had was on Facebook, and, you know, I'm not voting for Trump. He's not a good Christian man. I said, come on. First of all, I don't know that he's a Christian man or not. But the point is, boy, is he loves our country. He promotes America. Lord, he stands for just about everything I stand for. So I'm behind President Trump. Get behind him. Mm-hmm. Don't be so arrogant to think, oh, well, he's this, that, and the other. I heard him say this. He said something not nice to somebody. Oh, please, come on. You know, I get that. You know, I'm not voting.
So I have a very simple question for this woman. You're not going to vote for Trump because you're judging him. You're offended by what he said or how he said it or whatever. And I don't believe that he's a good Christian man. What about Biden being a Catholic who totally supports abortion, transgenderism, all the things in the agenda he's pushing? Is he a good Christian man?
Right. Right. What's the alternative? See, that's political. I am not getting into that.
You've got to get into it, right? Final segment. We'll get to the last couple of text messages of today's discussion. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate. Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up our discussion with Pastor Chatfield, one of the text messages I got, Craig up in the Levering area, he said, could you ask Pastor Chatfield if he'd be willing to help collect ballots at his church as the law now allows from his congregation? Would he also press other pastors he knows to do the same? Congregations can be involved per the Promote the Vote constitutional amendment that took place in 2022. I guess
if his understanding of that is correct, yes, I'll do that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's legal, I want to make sure it's legal before I get.
I want to make definitely. Sure. No, it's ballot harvesting that they basically put into our constitution that now is legal here in the state of Michigan.
If it's legal and I get clarification on that, yes, of course, I'd be willing to do that.
Sure. And do you think other pastors should do the same?
Yes. If
as long as it's legal, I understand. But that if that's the case, then they should be doing it.
Yes. I will point out that, you know, if I don't cross my T right or dot my I right, I might be in trouble.
Right.
With what we've got here. So I want to make sure.
Yep.
Exactly. Yes.
We'll research it. We'll research it. We'll verify it. I'll have an attorney even look at it. I'll pay the money for the attorney to review it.
Right.
Okay. Next question. If people who go to church don't vote, what would be a good answer for us to say to them, or what could we say to them to get them to change their mind?
Well, what I said, do you like what do you prefer, life or life or death? What do you prefer, slavery or freedom? Do you want a free country? Well, yes. Well, then vote so we can elect people who will secure our rights. That's the purpose, that to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men. That's why we have government, to secure life, liberty, and property. If you want secure property, life, and liberty, you have to get involved in the government. I am a citizen of the United States. I am. I love my country. You know, I love the Lord, should be supreme, but that's what this preacher didn't get. Give me a break. You love your wife?
He basically, in his presentation, made it where it was an all or nothing.
Correct.
It's like you have to love God and be a citizen of heaven, and you're not allowed to do anything else but that. That has got to be your entire consumption of your entire being while you're on this planet Earth, which he's currently renting an apartment.
Right. That's not what the Bible teaches. I would just say, hey, excuse me, brother pastor there, read the Bible. Do you read the Bible? That is not what you read in Scripture. Listen, my spiritual health is first and foremost, but we pray all the time for the physical needs of our men that have had open heart surgery, praying for Ron, and men that have been in accidents. We're praying for them. Now, the spiritual needs are greatest, but we pray for physical needs, you know, and heavenly riches are important, but we're praying for our church that we did, you know, our finances. Of course we do. Personal finances, your radio's finances. He's kind of implying, well, that's all worldly. You know, who cares about that? Give me a break.
Right. Now, I got one last text message for you to respond to. Jesus Christ, while on this earth, did certain miracles, performed certain miracles. We all know the famous ones, you know, walking on water and everything else. But he sends a very interesting text. Why was it so critically important if his good friend, Lazarus, who died, why did he resurrect him and bring him back to this world? If he was already in heaven, as his citizenship says, according to this pastor, why was it so important to Jesus to bring Lazarus, his good childhood friend, back to life?
Right. Good point. Good question. Yes. Now, Lazarus did eventually die again, right?
Sure.
He died. But yeah, we pray for people to live. Of course we do.
Right.
And we're told to in Scripture. We're told to, and we want freedom. And freedom, the Bible makes that clear. Freedom is better than slavery. Life is better than death. Now, we're all going to die someday, and that's understandable. We get that because we live in a fallen world. Yes. But again, that preacher said some true things, but boy, did he come to some terribly wrong conclusions. Terrible.
Right. Well, again, I go to Randy Travers's Three Wooden Crosses. And you have a very simple question. You know, when you go, what are you leaving behind? And that's, I guess, the only way you can affect what you leave behind is based on what you've been involved in and what changes, how you impacted your local community, your state, your country. Basically, that's your legacy that you're leaving to your posterity, your children and your legacy.
Do you care, Randy, you care about your grandchildren? That when you're dead, do you care that they live in a free country or not? Does that matter to you?
Absolutely.
It should matter. Don't tell me it doesn't matter and you just want to meet them in heaven and they live in, as slaves here on this earth, that doesn't matter. Don't tell me that because you... Nobody really believes that. That preacher didn't really believe that. He just didn't think through what he was saying.
All right. So the verdict in for Pastor Chatfield, this guy just didn't know what he was thinking. He didn't think it through. Got it.
Amen.
Appreciate you reporting in for duty from the road. Have safe travels. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, sir. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers